Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
That's like the whole canceled plans thing. We love that.
I know.
When you say yes, you'll do something, and then you know, gets closer to the date, and you go, oh, I really don't want to do it. And then they cancel it the last minute. That's like, oh, it's the best feeling ever.
I won the lottery.
I could just sit on the couch now.
This is the theme Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
The rain-soaked graduation ceremonies of Centennial and Franklin High School that were outside during the torrential rain,
right,
continues to make news.
This is still a big thing.
I can't believe how incredibly odd this story is. Okay, yes, kids got drenched. It was rainy. Everybody lived. But there continues to be ridiculous news coverage of public outcry because there's just nothing to talk about, and people are just trying to wind people up on social media.
Pockets of rage.
So this is when it first came out, we had, like, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia commented.
She weighed in on it, yeah.
Yeah, and then there was all these other people. And then if you actually saw a lot of the news reports where they talked to the kids involved.
They loved it.
They said it was the
kids,
best graduation.
The kids, it was the best graduation ever. They couldn't ask for something more than that. It gave for a memorable story they could tell the rest of their lives.
Everybody surrounded.
Yeah.
They survived.
Yes.
Right? So I found this. There's a news report, and I put this in quotes.
Okay,
news. All right. But it's going out on Instagram and TikTok. Everything about this story is false.
Okay.
So this is what they're saying now about the graduation.
The teacher who organized the graduation ceremony has been fired by the school. At a high school graduation ceremony in Tennessee, students and parents were forced to stand in the pouring rain, getting completely soaked. Yet throughout the entire ceremony, there were almost no teachers or the principal present to hand out diplomas, and no one was there to maintain order.
Of course they were out there handing out diplomas.
I know.
The parents and the teachers, everybody was out there.
First of all, a teacher.
Nobody got fired.
A teacher doesn't plan. They're like,
yes.
Hey.
This teacher said, let's go outside.
Mrs. Evans, I know you teach social studies, but you know what? You're in charge of planning the entire graduation, and it's all your fault, and you're fired, which is not true.
Yes.
Nobody was forced to stand out in the rain.
No.
Right? So they're kind of like saying, like, anybody that tried to get inside
was armed guards.
Get back out of the rain.
Get out. Stop being dry. Get me out there.
And there's no, according to that story, there's no teachers or principals there to watch the children or hand out diplomas.
Apparently, they just left a stack of diplomas there on a table, and they had to go get them themselves.
They had to bob for them in a giant pool of rainwater.
I mean, there's so much talk nowadays of fake news, but that's absolutely fake.
There's nothing in that story that's true, except that it rained.
Yes, it rained. That much they got right.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
He doesn't get talked about as much as he used to, but Titans, now backup quarterback Will Levis, apparently spent an exorbitant amount of money to erase a sex tape from the internet.
Wow.
His mom went on a podcast to tell the story that a couple of years ago, apparently Eastern European hackers got into his phone where they found the video of he and his ex-girlfriend, and it went out into the internet, but apparently he paid some experts to go out there and try to scrub it from the internet as best they could, but apparently, you know, you can never get rid of everything completely.
Everything is never completely deleted, right?
What's actually really, really unfortunate on top of this story is the fact that his mom is the one telling the story,
yes.
Okay? And every major outlet is printing the story, and I say that printing with air quotes because
right.
It's, you know, on the internet, so it's like People and Us Weekly and all that stuff. And since it's his mom who told the story, the photo they show about Will Levis's sex tape is him and his mom standing together, hugging each other, like, while facing the camera.
Okay, well, people are getting kind of the wrong idea.
It's just the wrong, not exactly the way you want to piece things together, the way people are barely paying attention.
Wow. If this man's sex tape had been deleted, Kim Kardashian would never become famous. Ray J, if you remember, was the one that made Kim Kardashian famous while Kim Kardashian's mom held the camera. And now he's in his middle 40s and wants to become an MMA fighter, had his first celebrity MMA bout in Las Vegas over the weekend. And since then, he's been in a Las Vegas hospital because he got knocked out.
I love these people that think that's just like, oh, yeah,
this will be easy.
It's just like, I'll just waltz in here and do this.
I'm just going to be famous and stuff. And now, yeah, he's been unconscious for a while. So,
oh, well, good for Ray J.
Good for him.
He will not have regret on his deathbed that he didn't try. This is really interesting. Waymos are in the news, and some people are saying this is for a really good thing, and some people are saying this is another weird Waymo thing. They want to make sure that there's not underage people using Waymos. You have to be at least 18 to be in one of these riderless vehicles.
Right.
And if you are under 18, there are representatives who are checking to see if you are of age while you're in the vehicle.
Are you over the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. And are you the account holder as well?
Yes.
Okay, amazing. Thank you for verifying those information. I will let you continue the trip now. You have a...
So, yeah, voice just comes over the speakers inside the vehicle. Sometimes they make you hold up your ID to the camera, I guess, that's in a Waymo.
It could be kind of flattering, like, you don't look like you're over 18. Oh, do go on.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I guess it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
Making sure that some kid's not in there.
Yeah. Let me just go ahead and freely admit that I am super petty and superficial.
Oh,
and,
please give us an example.
It seems like almost every TV station in Nashville has like 17 meteorologists.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's really what people are tuning in for.
Yeah, that's the only reason people would watch local news is just for the weather.
Mostly.
You know, and they've embraced that. There's a new one on Channel 5. News Channel 5 has new meteorologist, Brittany Rainey.
Okay.
Who... I don't know if, you know, Rainey is that her stage name when she became a meteorologist. You know, that Rainey.
Okay.
Or if her name was Rainey and thought, well, my only career path is to become a meteorologist since my last name is Rainey.
I think your name does determine, like, what your path is going to
be. Well, like Daniel Breezy.
Right.
It's all windy. I thought, okay, she's new in town. Maybe I'll follow her on Instagram.
Okay.
So I did. And then all of a sudden she posted a picture of her food. Which everyone does on Instagram.
Sure.
And just with the hashtag yummers. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back for
You're
me.
Like,
I
okay,
went,
we can't.
I said, no, I don't have room for yummers in my life.
There will no relationship between you and the new meteorologist.
No, just yummers.
It's a deal breaker.
No, that was a deal breaker. I just said, no, I can't have yummers. Anybody who says or prints the word yummers, I'm not going to follow.
I have a similar deal breaker.
I'm going to unfollow them.
If my favorite meteorologist said, like, nom nom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're done.
Yummers and Nom Nom go in the same category.
We can no longer have this relationship that only I know about.
Good. We're on board.
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you.
We have the same mind. Excellent. Our salute to unpopular opinions. We call it If I'm Being Honest.
So if I'm being honest, don't buy souvenirs on your vacation. They're just going to end up in a landfill.
Mm.
Do you really need that? Do you need a plastic keychain in the shape of a jellyfish? Frankly, it's just going to end up in the ocean and choking a jellyfish.
Okay, well, one of our listeners, Dan, is very upset with your comment.
Okay.
And he says, I'm 45 years old and I still have a coffee mug with my name on it that my grandparents bought for me in New Mexico with my name on it when I was 9.
Aww.
I don't know if it wasn't in all caps. I probably shouted it unnecessarily.
I'm sorry, Dan. I love that you have a mug that probably says Dan, since that's your name.
I hope it says Dan.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did not mean to be a thief of your joy.
That's right.
You cherish your mug, and people will pry from you with dead cold fingers. That's when they're going to get it.
Since it's rained for like the last 5 days, a lot of people are sending some weather related things.
Everybody has an opinion about the rain, whether it's good or bad.
Scott says, if I'm being honest, if you're afraid to drive in the rain, take the bus. That's good. But people are going like, that's a deal breaker. Nobody's taking the bus.
Ain't nobody who can afford to not take the bus takes the bus.
Exactly. That's very true.
That is facts. Christina says, so if I'm being honest, after your 20s, it's mostly people pretending to have fun when they go out. We all can't wait to get home.
That is so true. That's like the whole canceled plans thing. We love that.
I know.
When you say yes, you'll do something, and then it gets closer to the date, and you go, oh, I really don't want to do it. And then they cancel it the last minute. That's like, oh, it's like it's the best feeling ever.
Won the lottery.
I could just sit on the couch now.
I know. Even when you like get cabin fever, like it's been raining so much and you're just thinking like, oh man, we got to get out of here. I got to get out of this place. As soon as you get out of that place, you're like, oh man, I got to get home. I have to get home.
If I'm being honest, when it rains, every grocery store parking lot turns into a demolition derby.
Okay. Yeah.
Especially, like one of those things where, you're trying to cross the street. You're on your own walking out of like Kroger with bags and it's raining and, you're waiting for somebody to let you cross and you're going like, come on, you're in a nice, safe, warm car. I'm out here in the elements.
Like I'm some graduating senior from Franklin or Centennial High School.
But I'm not enjoying it.
I could get drowned.
93.3, totally hits, totally Nashville.
Totally Woody and Jim.
Ready to play Gender Wars now with Woody and Jim.
It's time for men and women to answer questions for Gender Wars.
Ready to play Gender Wars.
That's a great version. Thanks to our friends, the Barbershop Harmony Society. We are the world headquarters in Nashville for barbershop quartets.
Yeah.
And other multiples of barbershop singing people.
That's right. They're bringing it back.
Love it.
All right. Who we got ready to play here?
We got Roger in Hermitage on line one. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
Melissa is in West Nashville. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. Doing well.
All right.
You've each got a screw you can use if you need it and you're in trouble. We start things out with a multiple choice question.
Okay. Here we go, Melissa. If you believe the commercials, Titans quarterback Will Levis is obsessed with ketchup, mustard, or mayonnaise.
That, I believe, is mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, yeah.
Correct.
He has his own mayonnaise smelling cologne.
Yeah. At least that's working out for him.
Yeah.
Roger, in the movie La La Land, was Ryan Gosling's co-star Emily Blunt, Emma Stone, or Rachel McAdams?
That would be Emma Stone.
Yes.
You are correct.
Okay.
1-1.
Who was the star of the original Gladiator in the year 2000?
Okay. I haven't seen it, but I think I remember that it was Russell Crowe.
Yes.
Correct.
Good job.
2-1. Roger, Unwrap a Smile is the slogan of what snack food company? Unwrap a Smile.
Unwrap a Smile. Snack food. I'm going to screw.
Okay. Melissa.
All right.
He sends it your way. Unwrap a Smile is the slogan of what snack food company?
I'm going to go Mars? I don't
know. No, it's not Mars. It's Little Debbie.
Little Debbie, unwrap a smile. Debbie. Okay, that's a good use of the screw there, Roger.
It's 2-2.
Okay, take the lead back here, Melissa. The iconic Air Jordan basketball shoes are sold by what company?
Nike.
Nike is right.
Nailed it.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right, Roger, you need this one to keep the game going and send it into overtime. Kathy Bates stars in a reboot of what classic TV show?
Matlock.
Matlock! I like that. That's it's excellent. Like you were calling out for the lawyer in the back of the room. Matlock! Okay, we have a tie. We're going to break that tie with Name That Tune, Lyrics Edition. All right, Melissa, up to 5 lines of a song. How many are you going to need to name it?
I'm going to go 4.
Four
lines. Okay. Do you want to do it in less, Roger?
I'll try 3.
3. Back to you, Melissa.
All right. I'm going to try 2.
2.
She's going with 2. Very daring.
Yeah. Roger, you want to do it in 1 line or make her do it?
I'll make her do it.
Okay. Here we go, Melissa.
Okay.
If we took a holiday, took some time to celebrate, there's your 2 lines.
Oh. All right. I believe that is Holiday by Madonna.
You are
Good job.
Roger, you were awesome, too.
Yeah. No kidding. You both were great contestants. We hope you play again real soon. For you, Melissa, we have a certificate of braggification you can flaunt around.
And Roger, for you, in your salute, we're just going to walk around the building and hear Cromwell Media and just yell out,
Totally hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for being with us. A decision that must be made every day. What do we wear?
I have the hardest time because I just have no idea what goes with what when I'm getting ready in the morning. So I go into my closet and I generally do what I did today, which is I just put on a black pullover because I don't know what colors work with stuff.
Okay, so but black is,
black
know,
goes with everything.
It goes with everything, yes.
Yeah, so I take, like, I have zero skills. Not like I'm colorblind.
Yeah.
It's just I have no taste. So that makes things very simple for me. But I was thinking about you, Woody, this morning as I was going through that dilemma of my wardrobe workflow.
Right.
And I'm thinking, what's the process for Woody Wood? Because you basically have a novelty shirt on every day.
Yeah. I have a lot of Hawaiian shirts.
How do you pick out what the shirt is for the day and what goes into that?
Well, you say you have no taste, but my wardrobe is tasteless. So I it's easy. Usually I'll have, like, you know, I like to wear them kind of in a rotation, so I don't wear the same one all the time.
And you have a lot of them.
I have a lot of them.
Right.
So.
Like, this one might have an aliens theme, you know, have flying saucers and, you know, maybe Bigfoot. And then the next one.
Well, like today I'm wearing my
Ron Swanson from
shirt.
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, it was kind of left over from Memorial Day weekend that I didn't wear it over Memorial Day weekend somewhere, and now it's got, you know, flags and barbecue stuff.
So why did you choose that today?
It's just, you know, it's the leftovers from the Memorial Day weekend.
Holiday-based.
Yeah, holiday-based. And then, of course, I had to figure out a hat that would go with it.
And you're wearing your Bucky's hat?
I got a Bucky's hat.
Beaver. It doesn't say Bucky's. It just has
the, it just has the beaver on it. Yeah.
Who's
it has,
also wearing a hat.
He's also wearing a hat. So it's a hat within a hat.
It's very meta.
Hat. Yeah, yeah. A lot of times I will just pick a shirt based on if it fits or not.
Okay, well, that is this thing for everybody,
yeah, because,
right?
You know.
Like, I have clothes, but I don't fit in that one anymore.
Yeah, yeah. My white fluctuates a lot, so I go, oh, no, I can't wear that one for a while, or I can wear this one now, or this one's a little too big even. I thought about maybe just buying extra big clothes, you know, and that way people will say, oh, are you losing weight? No, it's just a giant shirt.
Like David Byrne, the old Talking Heads video with an enormous suit.
That's it. I go into my closet and say, stop making sense.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
They talk about it every once in a while, but they haven't done it yet. I guess they're saying that Hooters is planning on becoming a more family-friendly restaurant. I love that they're under the misapprehension that we go to Hooters for the food.
You know what? Are they out there for just the people who try to say that they go just for the food, even though we all know it's not just the food?
Yeah, let's put the waitresses in the turtlenecks and overcoats and see how things go.
A Kenny snorkel parka.
Yeah, that's right.
From South Park. All right, if you've ever taken the I-40 exit at Charlotte Pike, you already know. It is super stressful. Mm. A new poll has made it official. Tennessee drivers have voted it the most stressful off-ramp in the entire state.
Wow.
Because of merging semis, backup traffic that comes off of like Charlotte and White Bridge Road.
It's a busy, busy spot.
Yeah, it's just a layout that's just made for disaster.
Wow.
And it's not just a feeling. Apparently, there's been 700 crashes on that off-ramp in the last 5 years.
Wow. That is something.
It's real.
Cora, there's going to be some traffic problems. 1 week from tomorrow, it's the next big thing. The CMA Fest is downtown Nashville.
It rears its ugly head again.
And they're starting the road closures tomorrow, a full week ahead of time.
Oh,
so
great.
They can get everything all lined up. So if you work downtown or if you travel downtown, you'll have to find other ways to get around.
Best of luck to you.
Good luck. And if you're coming for CMA Fest, please leave your money and go home. Don't move here. We have Taylor here from the Nashville Humane Association, and we have a superhero.
Yep. This is He-Man.
He-Man!
Oh, hi. Yeah.
He-Man is probably the softest dog I've ever felt in my life.
Yes, he's definitely very fluffy. I think he's going to make the best cuddle buddy ever. But he's 3 months old right now, so it's not, you know, he's is very snuggly, but it only lasts for a couple minutes at a time.
then the puppy He-Man is going to come out.
Yeah.
He's going to be a big dog.
Yes, he's going to be a big boy. Oh, and he got mad when you said that.
Sorry, no shame. Just big bone. He-Man is beautiful. He's a combination of, like, white and brown and speckles that look like freckles on his face.
Yeah, he looks like he's wearing eyeliner. He's got everything going for him. And he does have litter mates. They're not fluffy. He's the fluffy one. But
he's the fluffy one.
Yeah,
okay.
He's the fluffy one. But they are all so sweet and very cute. And actually, He-Man's adoption fee is sponsored by our friends at Stanley Steamer.
All
Yay!
Right.
Yay! Thank you, Stanley Steamer.
By the power of Grayskull and Stanley Steamer, you can take He-Man home.
Your fees have been paid for. So He-Man's got his shots. He's been fixed. He's got a microchip. He's all his vaccinations. He's ready to go, and he's paid for.
Yep.
And he's adorable.
Perfect little package.
You got to check him out on the Woody and Jim Show Facebook and also Woody and Jim Show on TikTok, and you can see just how adorable this dog is. Oh, my God. He's like going to be the best body pillow.
He's got those eyes that have looks like eyeliner. It's like, you know, he has that Green Day Vice President Vance kind of look. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. Come see He-Man. You can see him online on TikTok, and of course you go to nashvillehumane.org. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. Wet Nose Wednesday, every Wednesday with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3, brought to you by Scent Hound. All your dog grooming needs for He-Man and everyone else at Castle Grayskull. Go to scenthound.com. Helping you maneuver through the week with a Woody and Jim Mood Boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
There's a four-year-old boy that has schooled all of us on how to communicate between parent and son. His name is Cam, and he was with his dad, JD. And his dad was coaching him on one of those golf simulators.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the little four-year-old Cam didn't really like the way his dad was talking to him. So he told him how he should speak to him.
Wait. Sorry. Aim a little more. Right there.
But Daddy, I don't want you to say wait so many times. I just want you to say wait, okay?
Say wait one time. Not wait. You don't like that?
No.
Just say wait.
Yeah.
Okay, just wait.
I know you want to yell at me, but no.
No, I don't want to yell at you.
I know, but I'm just going to let you yell at me because it's
no,
nice.
But I don't have to yell at you. I can talk to you like this, and we get the same thing accomplished.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, elbows? Okay. This bump? I like it.
They both learned a little something. That's cool.
Absolutely. Elbows and fist bumps at the end. It's just, there's more to it. You just got to see the video.
Very cool.
It's just the greatest thing. And I love the dad because dad has no ego. He's like, okay, I can learn from this.
Right, right. That's very cool. Check out the whole video if you go to the Woody and Jimmo Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page. You can also visit our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. We have a collection of animal stories we can
share. I love
share.
Animals. I'm all about it.
Remember we had Ed the zebra that was running around Murfreesboro for a while?
How can I forget? One of my favorite things of last summer.
And I guess in Waco, Texas, there's been a kangaroo on the loose.
Oh, really?
That escaped from a wildlife sanctuary. And I guess they finally caught the kangaroo.
He was eluding authorities for a while?
Yeah, but they finally caught him. So, you know, safely behind bars again. RFK Jr.
Why? Is he a criminal? Does he go to jail?
Well, I mean, you know, sanctuary again.
Okay. All right. He's just an animal. He's not.
Yeah. They didn't have to like post bail or anything.
Arsonist or bank robber. Okay.
Kangaroo stole my car. RFK Jr., for some reason, is the Health and Human Services Director, you know, because he knows what's right for us. He was in the backyard at Dr. Oz's house in Palm Springs picking up snakes yesterday, and the snakes bit him, but it didn't bother him at all. They were non-poisonous snakes. I'm more worried for the snakes. You know, like if you know anything about RFK Jr.'s history, you know, that's blood you don't want to be biting into.
He does have a history. There was the time when he found a dead whale, cut it in half with a chainsaw.
Cut the head off.
And put the head on top of his car to bring it home for some reason.
He cut off the penis of a dead raccoon and put it in his pocket.
And he also hit a bear with his car and then made it.
Left it to Central Park in New York,
Yeah, brought it to Central Park and made it look like he was hit by a bike in the park.
Uh-huh.
Somehow, why is that not a Netflix documentary? I have no idea.
It will be eventually when this is all over, I think.
But he has the most bizarre history with creatures, and usually the animals don't live to tell the tale.
No, yeah, so hopefully these snakes are going to be all right.
That's why there's no documentary, because there's no like witnesses. We can't interview the bear.
Exactly.
Because the bear is dead.
A startup company in China says they have developed a dog and cat translator that is 95% accurate.
All right, that sounds like something you buy on Temu.
Yeah, everything up till now has been, you know, just supposedly made for entertainment purposes, but they say that it's very accurate.
It is actually going to tell you what your dog or cat is saying.
And if you have dogs and cats, you know what they want. You know, what is everything that the dog says means I want a snack.
Food.
Food. Food. Food. Food.
Food. Food.
I mean, occasionally throw in, I love you for giving me food.
Yeah. I mean, if the device says that, it's going to be accurate.
Yeah. Although I don't know if I want to know what my cat is saying. Because all cats just think about murder all the time.
Maybe you do want to know what your cat is saying so you can defend yourself.
Keep all the sharp objects away from the cat.
You know, he's planning to use carbon monoxide to get me in my sleep tonight.
Oh.
All right. Well, guess what? I'm taking the car keys.
And the cat says, when you die, I'm going to eat your face.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.